Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I had no plans on doing this today. I was just going to do a rebroadcast. And as you can see with the rebroadcast, they go years and years and years back. So this isn't the beginning. This isn't the beginning. As you can see with the rebroadcast, we go way back when there were actual sports takes, sports talks. But anyway, I had no plans on doing this today. Had zero, but there was an event that took place. There was an event that happened where I just had to highlight it. I just had to bring this about. I just gotta say something. See something, say something. See something, say something. And it just got me wondering. It just got me thinking to myself about certain things, about certain issues where there are just more questions than answers. Actually, there's just one really big question that I think I got an answer to. I think I know the answer to it. I just need more time to figure out. I just need more time to see if it is the correct answer. We can have answers, but sometimes you need the correct answer. Sometimes the wrong answer is just not enough. It doesn't suffice to say. It's just not enough. Sometimes you just need the correct answer, and I just need the correct answer on this, so I'm just going to need the correct answer. Say that as a final answer. And see, I'm not one to just complain. In fact, I pride myself on not complaining. Pride. Yeah, that's a good word to use. Pride. I don't complain as much. I don't complain at all. I don't complain most of the time. One of those are true, if not all. I try not to. And so when I'm driving and when I feel that my mind reading game is on point or that it's lacking, therefore I need to amp up, need to do things to help my mind reading game out. Sometime mind reading game is just not enough. Sometime you just need some luck. Sometime you just need to wish upon a star. Sometime you just need that guardian robot, guardian angel, guardian somebody that's protecting you. You just need them to just say, nope, not happening, not today, not on my watch. This isn't going down. This isn't taking place. Not today. Sometimes you just need that because you can prepare, you can be prepared, you can do everything that you have to do, yet you do not get the outcome that you want. It's just out of your control. And me being the control guy that I am, me being the person that needs control, me being wanting to have control and just know my variables. Hey, sometimes you just have to chalk it up and wait for it. You know what I'm going to say. I just communicated to you nonverbal. In fact, I didn't even have to do that because you communicated me nonverbal at first. But to the noobs, the new people, wait for it. Sometimes you just got to charge it to the game. Sometimes you just have to charge it to the game. If you don't know what charges to the game is, go back and listen to that charges to the game one. Or I'll just say this. You don't want to have to ever, maybe I'm not going to go whatever. You don't want to have to charge something to the game. You don't want to have to say, I'm charging this to the game. You don't want to be the one to say, yeah, I'm charging this to the game. Because charging it to the game means something happened where you just don't have an answer for, don't know the answers to, that you're just going to have to just go with the flow, or you're just going to say, wait, things could have been worse, or things could have been better. Things are just what they are. It's Manny being Manny. It is what it is, right? Sometimes you just have to charge it to the game because you just shrug your shoulders, charge it to the game, it happened. It happens. And that just fills in the voids, that fills in the blind spot, that fills in the X factor. Basically, charge it again. You don't want to do that. Anyway, so I'm just moving along, doing my thing, doing what it do, trying to know what's going on, trying to keep everything at a minimum. Far as with driving, yeah, I like to dance, sing, make my chest pop, and I did all the factoring in. I did all the numbers and the equations and figured out my rate of success, making my chest pop and dancing, rate of success of not having anything bad happening. I did the math for that. Math is pretty good. The odds are still in my favor. No worries. In other words, I should say, it's not going to change anything, whereas make it more likely for me to have bad things happen X amount of times or bad things happen at this percent. No, making chest pop and dancing, it doesn't contribute to that. In fact, if it, the little that it does contribute to, it's not enough to factor in. It's not significant. So I'm gonna go with insignificant. Then there are other things like maybe driving fast or faster than the speed limit, X amount of miles, X amount of kilometers. Yeah, so that's been factored in. That's been accounted for. It's accounted for. It is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. It's Charge of the Game. It's the X factor. It's none of that. That's been calculated in. Calculations been formulated. Everything. And me going my little taste, just little drop, going over the speed limit. It doesn't factor in. It doesn't contribute to, it's insignificant. In fact, this is more so on a highway, on the speedway or Lotto route kind of thing. Definitely not a street or driving in the city kind of thing. So we're just going to store that in the memory and just think about it. But this does not apply to this situation. This does not apply at all right now, what I'm about to say and what was so extreme, the event that took place that just made me break format, that made me just break out of what I was planning on doing and all of my plans. That part doesn't apply. Then, let's see, you can be defensive, you can be super aware and know what everything's happening around you, everything's going on around you. You can do that. Still, that's going to be an instant. Still, that's going to be this one split second or two where you're just going to have no clue or where somebody's at, or you're going to have no clue or what somebody's going to do, or you're going to have no clue of what's going on. Then when you get that second back, or then you get that half second back, or you get that tenth of a second back, and you realize what's going on, you realize what they're going to do, you realize who's around and who's there, it may be too late. It may be too late. This, we're going to say this applies. And then there's some other things, but those basically are the main things. So I'm just driving along, dancing, making my chest pop, my favorite song on. Well, actually, I'm playing my favorite song because I want to make my chest pop and I just want to feel good. I just want to be happy. I just want to put a smile on my face and I'm in my ride. I am in my happy place. And what contributes more or enhances the happy place is me singing and dancing and just having more happiness in a happy place. You can't disagree with that. So I'm just driving along, just minding my own business. And now I'm not the type to get road rage. Now I'm not the type to get angry and mad and upset. Now I question things. And I scratched my head and was like, whoa, okay. And I wonder why other people drive mad or angry or upset and other things. But it happens. And I'm going to stay focused because that's not where we want to go. That's not where I'm trying to take you. I'm just driving alone, singing my songs, making my chest pop. Like, whoop, doo, 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 doo. You know, just having good time, just in my happy place, in the happy zone, just woo. I couldn't be more happy or happier. Whichever one, peeps, whichever one, they are both correct. And I am coming, I'm coming up where I need to make a left turn so I can get on this street. And then turn off that street and get to where I need to go, far as with highway, interstate, and blah, 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 you know, so I can go fast and be more aware of my surroundings than I already am. But I need to make a left. And it's a two-way street. I need to make a left so there's oncoming traffic or there's traffic that's coming towards me as well. We in our proper lanes. And then me turning left, that's not a one-way either. That's a two-way as well. So there's a vehicle that was trying to make a left too. So think about that. Oh, let me just paint this picture for you. I'm going straight as of now. I'm on this street. And then there's another street that's on the side that's formulating this or forming this perpendicular, kind of almost like a T, where I'm the top of the T, and then the bottom half of the T is the road or the street that I want to turn on. And there's a vehicle that's already there. So I want to make that left, and they're there at the bottom of the T, and they want to make the left to formulate the other part of the T. And it seems like it's pretty cut and dry. It seems like, yeah, I make my left and I get on that street and they make their left and they come on my street. If only it was that simple. If only it was that easy, I wouldn't be here right now. And if it was that hard and it was that bad, I wouldn't be here right now. So either way, I wouldn't be here right now, but I am, because it just went haywire. It just went haywire. Things don't normally go as planned. See, I'm here. Things don't normally go as planned. Sometimes you can just be aware. Sometimes you can just be almost perfect, just doing things to perfection. But there's just that one split second. There's just that one instance where focus is lost. Something happens. Something takes place. Awareness gone. Awareness shot. And pure chaos. And then when you regain, or when you come back to from chaos, hey, maybe more chaos ensues. Or maybe you just can chalk it up, charges to the game, or there's some kind of luck involved. Oh, guardian robot, however way it makes you feel, however way you think it should go, depending on outcome, obviously, depending on the outcome. So I'm making this left, blinker on, put my blinker on, like way, way back. So I'm just trying to make sure that nobody have to guess, nobody have to try to read my mind that I am turning or want to turn there. So I assume that it was that cut and dry. I assume that it was going to be that simple. I assume that everybody was focused and paying attention to my blinker blinking and that I'm turning left. So I'm even slowing down, not to a crawl, but slowing down so I don't just go and make this left and just veer all the way out and stuff. Come on, it's a left turn, driving slow. I'm making this left, blinker on, and as soon as I'm making this left, I am looking at the car on the SUV, so we're going to play this right, SUV on the street that I want to turn on. And this person wants to make a left too and turn on the street that I'm already on. But the thing is, they want to turn on a street that I'm already on while I am turning off the street. So this is like at the same time, simultaneously. This would have been cool. This would have been great if the driver would have saw me. If the driver would have saw me, this would have been just such a good time, such a happy place. We could have just, woo, look at that. We are in sync. Woo, look at that. We got this nonverbal communication where I just communicated with them that I was going to turn left, and they communicated with me that they want to turn on the street that I am, and we just did it at the same time. Come on. I don't know you. You don't know me. Same time. Don't know you. You don't know me. Same time. That's what I wish would happen. That's what I would hope that I can get one day, get to that place, one day get to that point where I can just communicate nonverbal with random people like that, and we on the same page. Yet, I'm not there right now. Yet, I am not in that place. I am not in that realm. I do not live on that planet. Not there yet. So they didn't see me, and I am turning left, and they're turning left, and by the time they saw me, by the time they got their awareness back of what was taking place or what was happening, it was like, whoa. Yeah, it was like, whoa. And the thing is, I'm turning left. So my car is like going right past the front of this SUV. And this SUV is coming towards me. So I am seeing this huge SUV coming towards me, about to hit me like dead on T-bone. Like we're about to make a T. The T that I told you earlier. Yeah, but not that kind of T. Not the good T. Not the T that you drink. Not the T that you write. Not the T the letter. No, this was like a T-bone and not the steak. Not the steak. The steak would have been good. The snake would have been great. The snake would have been something that I want to eat. This was like a T-bone, like in a T-bone wreck kind of situation. This was a T-bone where I would have been extremely, extremely hurt. Seatbelt on, airbags, side airbags, I believe. Don't quote me on that. I have to check. Yet this was going to be something dangerous. This was going to be something deadly. This was going to be something that I was going to remember for a long, long time. Even my family, even my parents, even my cousins, even my uncles, aunts. This was going to be something that was going to be remembered for a long time because it was going to be horrific. And I'm not exaggerating on that because this was a T-bone. You go look up T-bone wrecks and you see how they are. See the outcome. See how things happen and go forward. And while I'm seeing this big, big black SUV come towards me, I can say this is like the second or third time where I've been in a situation like this where I didn't have my life flash before my eyes. I didn't get this little, wow, I'm a baby all the way to now. Wow, all the way to now, back to when I was a baby. No, I didn't get this like picture. I didn't get these images. I didn't see a light. I didn't see things slow down and go in slow motion. I didn't see anything. All I saw was this big black SUV coming towards me, about to hit me. And I'm thinking now, I'm still dancing. I'm still making my chest pop. I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, wait, hey, what can I do? I just got to continue what I'm going to do. Just continue doing what I'm doing. So I just kept going. And I was just saying to myself, it is what it is. It is what it is. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen because at this point, there's nothing I can do to stop this. I just got to keep going. I can't stop. I just got to keep going. And so by the time the driver get their awareness back and come to, they were able to swerve to the right and not clip my car or not clip the back end and kind of just like go like around me, and I was still going left as well. So they didn't have to do too much maneuvering, but there was definitely some maneuvering going on. As I continued to go, I kind of looked back in my rearview mirror and I'm looking and the SUV starting to go by. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that I flipped them off. You're thinking that I was just angry. I was just mad. I was just upset. I just wanted bad things to happen. Nah. In fact, my heart was racing. My heart rate was up. I was still singing. I was still dancing. I was still making my chest pop. But most importantly, I saw the driver throw up their hand and wave like, my bad. I saw the driver throw up their hand and wave to me like, they're sorry, or, you know, some kind of acknowledgement of the situation that it was their fault, acknowledgement of the situation that maybe it shouldn't happen, this and that. I'm gonna tell you, that's all I needed. My heart rate calmed back down. I was more relaxed. I was still somewhat in my happy place. Now I am fully in my happy place. Now I'm ready to go and replay my favorite song and make my chest pop again. I am umpteenth turned up, ready to go to the happy place and just clown, ready to go to happy place and just level up, ready to go to the happy place and just make it clap. All because they just little wave and acknowledgement. That's all I needed. That's all I needed to just go further into the happy place. That's all I needed to go further into my happy place. Just let me know that you know. Now we know. And we also know Alex Ovechkin. Come on, let's stop making excuses for him. Let's stop saying that he's the best. Let's stop saying that he one of the best. Let's stop saying all the things that he do during the regular season. You can say that. I'm not going to say that. I don't care. Don't do this in the regular season. Do this in the playoffs. Do it in the playoffs. Do it when it matters. Do it when it counts. Do it when your team depends on it. Do it when your team livelihood and maybe life in quotes now, depends on it. Show me when it's time to answer the bell, you can acknowledge. Show me when it's time to showcase greatness, you can showcase greatness. Show me when it's time to be the man. When it's time to be the man, be the man. Doing this during the regular season, it means nothing. Doing this during the regular season, who cares but the stat geeks? They care. Real people don't care. Real people who watch hockey don't care. We judge you by what you do in the playoffs. In fact, correction, we judge you by the number of Stanley Cups you get in the playoffs. We judge you by the accolades that you create in the playoffs. MVP, sure, why not? However, come on, Alex Ovechkin. You were not scared of the Pittsburgh Penguins? Yeah, I get it. You got to talk tough. You got to be the tough guy. Got to just acknowledge that you ain't scared. But you scared. Admit it. You scared. Go ahead. Wave to me. Let me know. Because I know. You know. We know.